And scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you.
Bye.
takes in billions of dollars, they pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit.
It's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there is.
Okay, but
step into the spotlight.
Yeah, I can't read it. There's no words on it. There's no words there. To play us out. What does that mean? To play us out.
From the clouds on the missile to turn this whole town into dust. Don't make a sound, baby, hush. I am the living swipe right on the mic.
What is that? I don't know what that means to play us out. What does that mean?
Kids on your couch.
Half of a Mongol and mystical team. Feeling this treacherous thing. Legend says L is a spun out of hell. The myth is my mama's a murderous queen. Yo, I can eat like in Godfather 1. You get the gun as I christen my son. If I die today in this hell, I should pay. Tell the Lord Mikey said, fuck, it was fun.
Every new racket's my dick in a pot. We get a doozy, the mullah's a lot. You're getting used to me doing no wrong. I don't play chicken, you prick, I'm a fox. You wanna kick it, I'll give you the rise. You kiss the wood chipper plate if you bark. I'm fucking magic, in fact, I'm a warlock of talk. I got a unicorn.
Hi, I'm high, I'm Tommy Chong. And good day, Tampa Bay.
Chris Hamilton said he could smell it on the field. You were part of that marijuana.
I was at the fence, right here, third fence down, and I was smoking marijuana, watching the World Series for free.
She seemed to be okay, and part of her body, maybe her leg was like...
Mike and the jelly won't snitch, I run the room at the Ritz, I sip a fifth of the West, I smoke a dub in the tub, then I was prep on my wrist.
Alright, go.
Yeah, 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is a... That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!
Fuck it!
Do it live! I can go write it and we'll do it live! Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is.
mean that?
No, there is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but... Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean? To play us out.
A little closer to no one. With an eye to the masses. To the ones for the riches. For the ones who the rags. A little close for the gold boys.
Are you on drugs or alcohol?
No, sir.
Do you take drugs or alcohol?
What is drugs? What is drugs? What is drugs? What is drugs?
I got a permanent pop. I think I'm not.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Did you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Well, instead of being charged...
It is 8.5 pounds of heroin, opium, hashish, and other narcotics. Come on, there, Lisa. Running behind me. quick. Wait, we just need one more.
So Randy, I gotta ask, how extensive was your research in the back of that limo?
You know, Anderson, it was top notch. We did very extensive research, I have to tell you.
What is... I don't know what that means to play us out.
Come to believing in God. I really tried. I really, really tried. I tried to believe that there is a God who created each of us in his own image and likeness, loves us very much, and keeps a close eye on things. I really tried to believe that, but I gotta tell you, the longer you live, the more you look around, the more you realize something is fucked up.
All right, go.
Yeah, 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is a... That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live!
Fuck it!
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
I know that, but I gotta tell you, the longer you live, the more you look around, the more you realize something is fucked up.
My brain was a little fuzzy
really?
By the time I got out of there. Oh, yeah, I wasn't thinking right. I couldn't remember even some of the questions that I wanted to ask in the interview, which has never happened to me when I'm reporting in the field. And I found things to be really funny, much funnier than I normally do. So.
Something is wrong here. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, filth, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the ice capades.
Tomorrow, and that is it for us today. Hey, I'm Bill O'Reilly. because technically that's a doubles match. And you know what they say? For every amazing black baby that comes into the world, one old white man has to leave.
We have some breaking news to report to you. Fox News anchor Bill O'Reilly will not be returning to the O'Reilly Factor.
Parent company 20th Century Fox says it came to the decision after a review of the allegations of sexual harassment and verbal abuse coming by the host. Of course, he settled a lot of lawsuits. No word yet what will happen to his show, the O'Reilly Factor. One would assume the name changes.
Or they just keep the show and
there's no word.
The Irish guy with the same last name. It's me, Steve O'Reilly. Tonight's top story, Bono. That's not a real name. Because, I mean, we assumed that they'll change the name of the show. But we also assumed that Fox would have fired O'Reilly after the third time he was accused of sexual harassment. So you never know. And now, here at The Daily Show, we want to give O'Reilly the send-off that he deserves. Because, let's be honest, he's not going to get it on Fox, that's for sure. You know, those guys are probably going to pretend nothing is wrong. Just be like, no news to report here. Everything is fine. Back to you, Megan. I mean Greta. I mean Gretchen. I mean Bill. I mean who's left?
Into a contest.
Fine time fact tip of the day, often around this time of year, I grab some vacation because it's spring and Easter time. Last fall, I booked a trip that should be terrific. Not going to tell you where it is, but we have a contest on BillO'Reilly.com. Guess where Bill's going?
All right. To hell, maybe? Is it to hell?
Yet. I haven't written the clothes yet, others.
Gave his word to President Reagan that Israel would not... I'm not doing it again.
But I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
And no, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
Well, I'll
on.
Give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss.
To play us out. What does that mean?
I spent over 9 years playing a character based largely on him. And then 12 months in therapy to debloviate myself. So tonight, we at The Late Show are proud to issue a statement from Bill O'Reilly's biggest fan, conservative pundit Stephen Colbert. Hello, nation. Shame on you. You failed him. You failed Bill O'Reilly. You didn't deserve this great man. All he ever did was have your back. And if you're a woman, you know, have a go at the front too. And what? Suddenly sexual harassment's a crime? But that's the country we live in now. Obama's Trump's America. I guess I always knew this day would come. When I first saw Bill on TV, I knew in my heart that no one could possibly sustain such a broad character for that long. So, Bill, I invite you to come live in the mountain cabin with me and Jon Stewart. It's fun. You'll like it. We've got an animal sanctuary. Jon and I milk the goats. And soon, I hope, we'll be milking you.
So let's get through this proper news, because you may not know this, but Bill O'Reilly was the biggest figure in the history of cable news. At one point, no one even came close because they were afraid that he might sexually harass them. His primetime The show was the top cable news show for 16 years, with as many as 4 million viewers a night. But before O'Reilly was a huge star on Fox News, he was blowing up on Inside Edition, as shown in this infamous clip.
I don't know what that means!
Papa Bear. Oh God, is this really happening?
Angelo, you were part of the movement to push Bill O'Reilly out. You expressed confidence about that on this show. I have to say, I didn't share that confidence because I've seen this guy survive this stuff in the past. So I was sitting here in complete suspense about what they were going to do. I would say until the last 48 hours and Gage reports started coming out, and then you could feel the end coming. When did you first feel the end coming here?
About a week ago, there was a shift in the advertising community, and what happened is that advertisers were actually responding not so much to the O'Reilly stories, but actually to what Gabe had just pointed out and what Lisa has so effectively laid out in the first segment, which is that they recognized that this was a bigger cultural problem at Fox News. They no longer had confidence that Fox News had handled it appropriately or would continue to handle it appropriately at all, and they were actually gearing up to drop all of Fox News. So that was the feedback that I knew that Fox executives were getting, was that they were potentially dealing with selling not just the remainder of this year's inventory, but also 2018 inventory, where a very large contingent of advertisers were preparing to walk away from the entire network.
I'm going to ask about a TR85M1 tank.
Have plenty of back, cause I attack.
We'll be right back.
actually think that fear is still there for precisely what Gabe had illustrated before. I don't think this ends with Bill O'Reilly. I think tomorrow's board meeting is going to actually take some additional actions in order to address that culture, specifically because of the advertiser issue that I just identified.
And Lawrence, I also want to say that I tweeted something that's gotten more retweets from me than anything else I've ever tweeted, which was something like, you know, to the Murdochs, we are not giving up. My phone is ringing off the hook. I am representing them all for free. This does not end until Bill O'Reilly is fired. And I think they knew that we are not going away, that more and more women would continue to come forward. It would be in the news every day, every week, until this was over. I think, and I want to thank you and everybody else in the media who thought this was an important story and uncovered it. Yes, because it was Bill O'Reilly, because also this is an important story about women and women's rights in the workplace.
To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go, go.
Yeah, 5, 4, 3.
Are no longer. How did that happen?
Well, I don't
know.
Here's
Aaron and Bill DeMille.
Also today, some poor people in Detroit are without a place to go.
Tough.
Everybody's out of work, scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it.
And a lot of women were hating on the story because we could all relate to it, we all experienced it.
To play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live! F*** it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! Thing sucks!
Wow. Wow. All of that just because Bill O'Reilly had never heard the expression play us out? That is the angriest I've ever seen someone get from not knowing a phrase. Like, for instance, in America, I hear phrases I don't understand all the time, but I don't flip out over it. You don't see me going, my neck of the woods? What neck? What woods? Woods don't have necks! It doesn't make sense! It doesn't f***ing make sense! Ah! Ah!
WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chelbyville, Carrboro. I'm the Dr. Furious One, micropowered, community-based WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chelbyville Radio, non-commercial, non-religious,
micro-powered, community-based, extra-based with Dr. Furious. Sorry. Oh, God, I had to get that off my chest. So many things to talk about right now, more importantly, including bye-bye, Bill O'Reilly. You lie. What else? We're going to celebrate that and some other stuff relating to you-know-who. Trumpocalypse, man. And what else? WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Carboro. We are actually got lots of cool, fun new music, but tonight we need to tell folks, Furious George Show, here now, between now, sound of my voice, and who knows what time between now and any time between now and next Thursday, we will be giving away 2 Moog Fest tickets. Yes, that's right. You heard me right. We're going to be giving away some Moog Fest tickets. If you don't know about Moog Fest, let's just assume you know about the Furious Show, then you probably have already experienced much of what the Moog is about, not just the revolutionary anti-hate stuff, pro-love stuff here on the Furious Show, furiously, but also the cool music, including one of their big acts this year, Fly Low, Flying Lotus, who we've been playing here for, oh gosh, I guess more than a decade, and that whole kind of low down tempo hip-hop beat stuff, but more importantly, stuff made by a Moog synthesizer, and there's so much out there, including playing right now some stuff from Slugabad, and then the whole genre of music from the whole kind of music ranging from deep, crazy dubstep stuff to more recent, newer stuff. And of course, on the Furious George Show, you can hear all about those old shows and all the different kinds of music we do by going to furiousg.blogspot.com. We hear all about the music. So, want some Moog Fest tickets? Whole weekend long? Experience like this whole cool downtown Durham, pretty cool hipster Durham town. Hey, we're in Carboro. We feel the love. We can overlove some of that hipsterness over here. Chapel Hill, Carboro, Chatham Land. But yeah, they're holding it down there in Durhamsk. And also the Moog stuff really was cranking out in Asheville for a long time, where actually Furious George started the Furious George Show with WCOM. All right, no, it was before WCOM, and actually what became permanent is WPVM was WFRA, Free Radio Asheville, and it was illegal at the time. But back then, we were playing some of those cool hip-hop crazy beats and sounds, and that's where Moog's all set up. But that Moog Fest was awesome, and we actually gave away tickets for that, and thanks to those folks who helped and contributed. And last year we had some cool tickets to go to this, to the site here, Durham. So we are super psyched to be giving away some tickets to this show. I'm going. I got a press pass. I'm going to be covering a couple cool parts of the synthesized love thing. The folks at the different Moog Fest programming stations want me to focus on that. I'm happy about to do that, which is, of course, so appropriate this month because not only did Chapel Hill, Carolina, UNC win the national championships, but we kicked a big knee to the HB2, Hate Bill 2. So there's going to be a lot of protest music, and I'm helping to anchor some of that. So we're going to play some of that. We're going to play some of the local music, but as we do here on the Furious Show, we love some of that Fly Low, and that will be your soundtrack to all the effed up stuff going in the world. Effed up, of course, meaning furious stuff, of course. Micropower community-based radio. Oh, this show may be offensive. And I'm also in here with DJ Eddie Abbey, and want to just say thanks to all the DJs that make this station happen, including those who had this cool thing went down this weekend, or this tonight, actually. And you could probably still get there to the Silverlight Movie Fest benefit thing that's going on down right now downtown in Chapel Hill. So go down there and support WCOM. Go to that theater down there. Kick in some cash. You can still do it online too. Speaking of online, we're going to have a cool new WCOM FM webpage. So thanks to those folks who make that happen. Oh, also thanks to the folks who kick in all this cool, fun, free music. So yeah, there was some spotlight and some of that, but we're gonna base it out here with some of this Flying Lotus, who's gonna be here at the Moog Fest, and I'm so ready to give away some tickets to the week-long incredible downtown electronic-based music with the Moog Fest. Check them out online, Moog Fest, and if you want to go, keep listening to the Furious George Show and any other show through now and this next week. I could just show up and just be like, oh, hey, DJ, community-based radio, can I give away some tickets? And they'll be like, heck yeah, on this show. I know a DJ who'd be down with that. In fact, I know a DJ who's probably listening right now who wants to win those tickets. But I think that would be nepotism or something, even though we're not related. Awkward. Where were we? Ready for some tickets? Okay, good. Stay ready for just a little bit longer, because this is a chance of a lifetime to get some of these sweet tickets. And what else? If you want to learn more about old shows, including old shows we've spotlighted, local cool hip-hop music, go to WCOMFM.org or FuriousG.blogspot.com. You can also email FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com. So much fun. I'm furious!
Tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live!
What the f*** does that mean?
A man by the name of Roger Ailes watched it, and he saw greatness. And he reached out and said, come join me at Fox O'Reilly, and together we will build a cable empire fueled by white Christian resentments. And then, as our master stroke, we will both be forced to leave because we couldn't keep our penises in our white Christian pants. Allegedly. And so, O'Reilly went forth and gave voice
to that vision.
If you're a Christian or a white man in the USA, it's open season on you. There is a war between traditional Americans and secular progressives in this country. The left sees white privilege in America as an oppressive force that must be done away with. Taking voting power away from the white precincts is the quickest way to do that.
The New York Times of the world hate the white Christian male power structure and want to change it by a massive amount of foreign nationals being able to vote.
The way we've lived for the past 250 years are under siege. Christmas has become controversial in America. The war on Christmas begins. The war on Christmas is war on Christmas. So-called white privilege, bad. Diversity, good.
Okay. Here's what I don't understand. If white people don't have it good in the U.S., then which race does? Because it's not black people, it's not Hispanics, it's not Asians. I mean, that pretty much leaves whatever mystery race Bruno Mars is. So who's having a good time? So yes, Bill O'Reilly talked about a lot of issues over 20 years. But it's important tonight to remember that he had a special place in his heart for black people. Prison.
Don't get pregnant at 14. Don't allow your neighborhoods to deteriorate into free fire zones. That's what the African-American community should have on their t-shirts.
With African-American youth,
but how are you going to get jobs for them? Many of them are ill-educated and have tattoos on their foreheads. There's an outreach, I don't even know what that means, by the Obama administration to African-Americans. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. What does that entail? Are they going to be on Soul Train?
You always refuse to acknowledge that there is institutional racism in this country.
Okay, because you can't
prove it. A legacy of racism
you
in this country.
It. Slaves did participate in the construction of the White House. Slaves that worked there were well fed and had decent lodgings provided by the government. Let's say you're a cocaine dealer, and you kind of look like one a little bit.
Ben, can I just say, Bill O'Reilly's lucky that black people aren't all the criminals he thinks they are. Otherwise, that guy would have popped a cap in his ass.
Sending to North Korea was actually going the other way, thousands of miles to the south. Big deal. You want me to draw Kim Jong whatever a map? It's called misinformation. Know what I mean?
Department.
Gotta keep them guessing. I am the best misinformer there is. We all know that. It's just a fact. You think I'm headed this way to drain the swamp? Boom! I'm actually filling it. Didn't see that coming, did you? Keep them guessing. Just like with Kim Jong what's-his-face. Remember when I ordered my 7th tweet fleet to attack the Chinese? Now why would I do that when Ivanka just got a very major, major deal with China? 1.4 billion people who just love Ivanka products. Order yours today, by the way. Hurry. I'm brilliant. That's what they're all saying on the shows, you know. Everyone thinks I'm headed to the White House as a coal mine loving populist. Bango! I'm actually headed to Mar-a-Lago with my billionaire cabinet, Wall Street bankers, and hedge fund guys. No one's up. Am I right? Of course I am. I'm always right. Just ask Jared. Jared? Damn it, did he go to Aspen again?
Beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
Moist, rich, big and beautiful. Mar-a-Lago chocolate cake.
The most beautiful piece of chocolate cake.
So delicious, you'll forget which country you're even bombing.
We've just launched 59 missiles heading to Iraq.
To Syria.
Yes, heading toward Syria.
Two first names, huh? The fuck is up with that?
By the way, playing golf, he told me that defense is blocked.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
I think John, this is live. Yes,
you guys. Johnny football.
In his ass so fast.
You know what DNA stands for?
No, he had to go and be a highly educated college professor. Boring. You know, looking back on all of O'Reilly's greatest hits, the one thing that's hard to believe was that it took this long for him to lose his job. That's what I was wondering. And like, why do the advertisers that pulled off his show now stick with the show that long? Like, what, were they watching that like, you know what, he does look like a cocaine dealer. Yeah. Buy Ready Whip. But maybe the reason Fox kept O'Reilly on for so long was because sometimes he was so racist, it somehow became funny.
You know, I was up in Harlem a few weeks ago, and I actually had dinner with Al Sharpton, and we went to Sylvia's, a very famous restaurant in Harlem.
And I couldn't get over the fact that there was no difference between Sylvia's restaurant
and any other restaurant in New York City. I mean, it was exactly the same. Even though it's run by blacks, primarily black patronship, it was the same. There wasn't one person in Sylvia's who was screaming, MF-er, I want more iced tea.
Please.
You know, I mean, everybody was, it was like going into an Italian restaurant in an all-white suburb, in the sense of people were sitting there and they were ordering and having fun, and it wasn't any kind of craziness at all.
Sometimes, I wonder if life is just an illusion. Specifically the part of life where you're elected President of the United States. I mean, what the hell is going on? Whenever I try to remember what my mom looks like, all I see is my dad in a dress. Why is that, Brain? Why, Brain, do that?
Peeking out the window, baby, in the pool, God, Father, God, only Lord knows I've been going hammer, dodging.
paparazzi freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter's Brock wearing sandals. Yoga on a Monday, stretching till the fan. I'm watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes. Phone never on, I don't camera stand, I don't compromise. I just penetrate sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light escape. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA. Nigga, I end jobs. Nigga, I send mobs. The masses will be shocked when I cut and leave the mics off. Nigga, I'm in rhyme.
Real nigga, in my DNA.
It's like as a flame.
No home inside my DNA. Dripping gold inside my DNA. Power shows inside my DNA.
It's not right on the teleprompter.
This was an important story and covered it. Yes, because it was Bill O'Reilly, but also this is an important story about women and women's rights in the workplace. And a lot of women rallied around this story because we could all relate to it. We've all experienced it, and enough is enough.
You know,
You want me to draw Kim Jong whatever, a map?
One of the suspense factors for me was, how was the rest of the media going to treat this? And it really is the question of, if the media doesn't keep the story alive, then mm-hmm. it disappears. I knew what I was going to do, but I wasn't sure what anyone else was going to do about it. This is for both of you, because it's a West Coast question, and I know, Lisa, you live there. Most of the people working in the Fox media empire are in Los Angeles in show business, and it is the Fox network broadcast channel. It is FX. It is a TV studio. It is more than one TV studio. It is a movie studio with more than one components of the movie studio. They were getting word to the Murdochs that if it was any of us movie executives, TV executives, any one of us, we'd be out. There's another dynamic, which is they started to fear that creative people who have a show to pitch might think, well, I like John Landgraf at FX, but that's Rupert Murdoch's baby. I'm going over to Netflix, HBO, somewhere else. How much of that played into this? And Lisa, did you hear that kind of talk in the creative community?
I reported that this morning, that other executives within the 21st Century Fox empire were telling the Murdochs that if this happened on our watch at our company, we would fire this person immediately. And yet Fox News seemed to operate by a different set of rules. Bill O'Reilly's firing shows that possibly Fox News is not going to be the rogue pirate ship that Roger Ailes ran it as. It will have to be run like a modern media company.
We're going to have to leave it there, at least.
A trip that should be terrific. Not going to tell you where it is, but we have a contest on BillO'Reilly.com. Guess where Bill's going.
All right. To hell, maybe? Is it hell? Not hell.
WCOM FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Micropower Radio, 103.5, and WCOMFM.org on your internets. Never, never catch me, no. Yeah, that's some Flying Lotus with Kendrick Lamar, one of those guys with crazy two first names. Dr. Furious George. And we are spotlighting Moogfest music, Fly Low there. Some other stuff. We just had the Black Madonna on, who's going to be at the Moog. She was spinning that cool anti-violence music, sexual violence and abuse. She's been spotlighting, and the songs that we're spotlighting tonight, of course, are all dedicated to Bill O'Reilly, the Lion O'Reilly. He's gone. Wow. So yeah, that's happening, and we got protest music, and I'm Dr. Furious, and we just also might be having to give away some cool music. I mean, cool music, cool tickets to some cool music at the Moogfest. So if you want some tickets, let me know at a particular time. Yeah, you guys are all calling it out there. I hear you in the crowds, streets. But for real, we're not ready yet. But when I say it's time, we're going to ask some callers to call in. get some free Moogfest tickets for the whole weekend. May. Check it out, y'all. For real. Fly Low. And like I said, Black Madonna, who we just spotlighted, and a whole bunch of other stuff that's basically based big time out of the Moog synthesizer. Some other fun stuff. Go to FuriousG.blogspot.com if you want to learn more about it. FuriousG.blogspot.com. What else? Oh, yeah. You can email me directly, FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com. And also, thanks to the folks who helped the cool benefit go down this tonight at the movie theater, the Silver Light, where y'all were having some fun down there, I can tell. And what else? We also have a benefit coming up down the way for Market Power Radio. You can buy some, win some tickets, kick into the raffle for the Shaq Hippie, Shikori, May 4th and through the 7th. If you want to find out about how you can win some tickets to that, check it out too. There's a raffle, I believe. Go to Furious, or go to WCOMFM.org. Like I said, we're going to be giving away our own tickets here at the Furious Show because as a part of the Moog experience, I get to go as a press member representing WCOM, which we've done for the last several years at the Moog. But we also get to give away some fun tickets this year, which we've also done. You know, guys, we got 2 week-long tickets, not just a day-long ticket.
I can't even be mad about
it. So thanks for listening to Mike Brown Radio.
Because you realize in Bill O'Reilly's mind,
call in any time
was basically going to be like walking into the middle of the Rodney King riots. Like he thought people wouldn't be ordering food. They just loot the kitchen and run out with their order.
We're going to get back to some of the middle finger to Bill O'Reilly. The show is potentially offensive to some members in our listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Listener sanity is advised. I'm furious!
Conservative pundit Stephen Colbert. Hello, nation. Shame on you. You failed him. You failed Bill O'Reilly.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Last year, the FBI used a dossier of allegations of Russian ties to Donald Trump's campaign as part of the justification to get approval to secretly monitor Trump associate Carter Page. those sources say that the FBI director James Comey has cited the dossier in some of his briefings to members of Congress in recent weeks as one of the sources of information that the Bureau used to bolster its investigation. Now, this includes approval from the secret court that oversees the foreign...
Here are the latest calls between former President Obama and President Trump. Communications.
Hello? Hey, Bev.
Oh, no.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I was pretty happy about that.
Want to hear what I've been up to?
I'm well aware of what you...
I bombed Syria and Afghanistan. Everybody loved it.
I'm not so sure about that.
Syria, stop. ISIS, stop. It's so simple. Why didn't you do the bomb thing?
Because it's not that simple, Donald.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to go stop North Korea and California now. Bye. What should I do about this North Korea thing?
You have to tread lightly. Kim Jong-un is a reckless, ignorant maniac capable of destroying his entire country on a whim.
Exactly. I'm suing him for copyright infringement. That's my thing. Hello? Hey, Bear. Mother of all bombs. Did you see it?
Yeah. I'm not sure what that accomplished.
It was an incredible show of force. Sent a message.
Not sure about that.
But you know what, Barack? Now that I think about it...
What's that?
I dropped the mother of all bombs. Now all the other bombs are without a mother. They're all orphaned now. My poor little mommy. Barack, are you jealous?
Why would I be?
I control the White House, Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. You gotta be jealous.
But you don't have control of your temper.
Not true. Shut up.
You can't control your impulses.
I'll kill you for saying that.
You probably can't even control your bowels.
Jared, get the big scooper.
But what I do know is that all of you are rain check holders for my inaugural address. That you were the people who were there where the white spots were. Remember all the white spots during the inauguration? And we had to explain that. We had to explain it. We had to explain it. We had to. And so you're all here now to finally... Remember American Carnage? It's unbelievable. So much America, and it's even gotten better. How are you guys loving the American carnage now? 85 days of feeling like garbage. Isn't it great? Isn't it great? It's so wonderful. And so many of you support me, and you're here to see me. And I'm so pleased. Is the wind dying down now? It's like baseball's opening day, but a rain check. Now, excuse me, satire is the heart of political discourse. So, what is a joke?
You and I know, bitch, be humble.
bitch, sit down. Be humble, sit down. Be humble, sit down. Be humble, sit down. Be humble, bitch, sit down. Be humble, sit down. Ooh, that nigga thinking that he frontin' on that man. Get the fuck off my stage, I'm the same man. Get the fuck off my dick, that ain't right. I make a play, fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Brown. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama couch in polo sock. Ay, this shit way too crazy, ay. You do not amaze me, ay. I blew cool from ACA. Obama just paged me, ay. I don't fabricate it, ay. Most of y'all be faking, ay. I stay modest about it, ay. She elaborated, ay. This that Grey Poupon, that Avion, that TED Talk, ay. Watch my soul speak, you let the meds talk, ay. If I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol, ay. I'm the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble, holla, bitch, sit down, holla, be humble, holla, bitch, sit down, be humble, bitch, sit down, be humble, sit down, be humble, sit down, be humble, sit down. Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Sit down.
Tomorrow. And that is it for us today. I don't know what, whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there is. We are going to do the thing, yeah.
Okay, but now I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean? To play us out.
Sting is going to do this video. Sting video.
What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm high. I'm Tommy Chong. And good day, Tampa Bay.
Josh Hamilton said he could smell it on the field. You were part of that marijuana club.
I was at the fence, right here, third fence down, and I was smoking marijuana, watching the World Series for free.
She seemed to be okay, and part of her body, maybe her leg, was slightly in the water.
Yeah, her leg was slightly in the water. I mean, when they were coming out, like, they're dipping in, it was pretty rough out there. I do know for one thing.
What are we talking about again?
She was rescued. She was.
Yeah, I am Barton Asnayan, and I got swag.
Where are you from?
I'm from Hollywood, California, Yerevan.
And why'd you like leave cops on this chase?
Because I got swag. I wanted to make it look good.
Are you on drugs or alcohol?
No, sir.
Do you take drugs or alcohol?
What is drugs? What is drugs?
Happy 420, y'all.